Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 144, Without Delay. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Psalm 119:60. Sit with that for just a moment. The psalmist didn't say, I'm trying to obey. He didn't say, when the time is right, I'll get to it. He said, I hasten. I do not delay. There is a decision in those words, a decision not to let time swallow up obedience. Because that is exactly what time does. Delayed obedience slowly becomes disobedience. Not all at once. Slowly. You know what God is asking of you. You know. And between knowing and doing, there is a gap. And that gap is where excuses are born, where they grow, and where one day they take the place of the act itself. It's not the right moment. I need to think it through more. Next week. And next week never arrives the same way twice. The psalmist knew that danger, and he chose to close the gap, fast. But hear me. This is not anxiety. It is not the nervous rushing of someone afraid to get things wrong. It is something else entirely. I call it holy hurry. The psalmist doesn't drag his feet toward God. He runs. And the one who runs like that runs because he loves. It is love with urgency. It is the child who hears his father call and doesn't pretend he didn't hear. And here is something I want you to carry with you today. Readiness is a muscle. When you obey quickly in small things, that simple apology, that phone call you've been putting off, that small offering God laid on your heart, you are training your heart for the big things. Every athlete knows it. The muscle you don't use, you lose. And the heart that learns to delay, learns in time, not to go at all. Why do we stall? At the root, we stall when we doubt. When some part of us isn't quite sure that God is truly good, that His commandments are truly for our good. But the one who trusts, really trusts, deep in the chest, obeys without haggling. No need to negotiate the terms. No need to see the outcome before taking the step. They trust and they move. So today, I want to ask you something straight. What is the obedience you keep pushing back? You know what it is. Maybe it's an apology you owe someone. Maybe it's a hard conversation God has been laying on your heart for weeks. Maybe it's a gift, an act of generosity you said you would do and haven't done yet. Today, my friend, before breakfast, do it. Not tomorrow. Today, close the gap. Not because someone will judge you if you don't, but because you trust that God is good. And when He calls, the right answer is to run. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.